Good day and welcome to another episode of Rants and Confessions. My name is Lash. In today's episode, we're going to talk about kinks and fetishes. Basically, we're going to talk about sex. So, kindly put down your judgmental hat, open your mind, and let's enjoy this episode. I'm stuck with you forever and ever. My day away. My dot is so sour. Yes, I'm here and you. Near to a opinion, yeah. So, one of the ways human beings bond or get to be intimate is through sex. And one good thing about sex is that there are so many ways to enjoy sex. So many ways. But as a society, we have a more traditional or when we talk about sex, there's a way we see it to go, like how sex should be or how sex should happen. But that also means that some of us might not enjoy the normal way of having sex, and we might be shy to even talk about it because some of our interests or some of the things that get us going are usually outside of the confines of what society deems as a normal way to have sex. And today we're going to talk about that. So basically, today's episode is talking about kinks and fetishes. So before we start, I have to define what a kink is and what a fetish is, so that when you hear the word, oh, you are a bit kinky, oh, this is my fetish, then we know that this is what the person is talking about. So first of all, a kink is usually like an umbrella term, okay? It's a big term for any sexual activity or something that turns you on that is outside of the mainstream of what is generally considered to be sexual. So kinks are usually like things that any sexual activity that is considered, let me use this word, not normal. You understand? That this is not how it should be. You understand? So that is a kink. So, oh, this is my kink. This is my kink. And usually it is not the normal vanilla way of having sex. You understand? So basically you can refer to any sex act or fantasy or something that turns you on that goes beyond the norm, you understand, of strictly vanilla sex. So that is a kink. Now, what is a fetish? Sometimes a fetish and a kink, sometimes there's like it crosses over. There's this this part that it overlaps, but then they're not the same thing, you understand. A fetish, which is actually also similar to a kink, but typically that is something that is needed in order for arousal to occur. So let's say a kink is something that that is nice. Oh, this is how I want it to be. Oh, this is something that is outside sex. But fetish is more like an integral part of it. So a kink would generally enhance it. It makes it extra nice. But a fetish is, I mean, if this is not there, I might not be able to orgasm. Intinuata sibia. Beautiful. So there are so many kinks. I mean, people do things that we don't even know. Nyamalo kodo. Malameye research kakra for the madi yonde. Chale. And before we go deeper, we delve deeper into this thing, one of the things you should understand is that maybe a kink that you're interested in or something you want to explore might not be something your partner is interested in. So sometimes it makes it difficult for people to actually do the things they want to do. Because imagine they're a young boy. Sometimes people get scared of people's kinks and fetishes, right? So it is very, very important. The main thing you should consider when you're doing your kinks and your fetishes and stuff, consent, constant consent and communication. You understand? It's not, oh, Lash, and then better try something different. Your mind, let me say yes. Yes means I've given consent. But when we start and then the thing is going maybe afa a kakum baby a pedi shim baby. I make it a jam there. But you said you are interested. Yes. But the consent should be constant. Like, whilst you're doing it, are you okay? Do you like it? Should we go on? You should be communicating and asking for consent as time goes on. You understand? Because maybe yesterday, you know, the intensity is the one. She said, I got to be three. You know, imagine as a, you understand? Because this is usually not normal sex. You should make sure the person is also into it. Okay? So we're going to talk about some of the kinks that, I mean, there's so many things. There are things people are doing that you can't even name them. One for dinner in total. But these are some of the ones that, like, are popular, right? So the first one is role playing. Okay? So this is one of the most common kinks. It is the most common one, right? And this involves, like, playing characters outside your day-to-day lives. You understand? It'll be a while. Oh, I can't wait. The man you miss, I'm well, I'm in your view. I'm well, yeah. Change the channel. No, I want to wait and I will get, or be NDB. I want to wait and I will get, yeah. No idea. You are both playing some characters. You are not a nurse, you know. But again, I got to some nurse at Telebi, no washe. I went down part back there, patient, be a year, you know. The nurse, no. Oh, Mr. Amos, please, where is your problem? Oh, I have some pains here. And them wait on. And why they different characters? There's this episode in Modern Family that I watched. I think Phil and his wife, they do this role playing that they go to a hotel, they act like they just met each other, they vibe, they go and then they have sex. You understand? So role playing is one of the common things. Some people want to have sex with Spider-Man. There's this girl I know, every day she's posting Spider-Man. Spider-Man. So maybe every the costume, Spider-Man costume and I share. So role playing is probably one of the It's one of the popular ones and the common ones that people do. You understand? And then there's another one called age play, which age play is sometimes closer to, like, also is a form of role playing, where, for instance, let's say a girl would want to have sex with somebody who is, like, way older. There's another name for that. People who are attracted to elderly people and all that. There's that. But then age play involves maybe somebody calling daddy. You understand? So she wants to feel, they could be the same age, people waiting in the way to 24, but she's calling you daddy so that she feels like that. I don't want to talk about dominance, but it's also part of it. You understand? So age play is also like a subcategory of role playing. You understand? So that is role playing. The next one I will talk about is called Anilingus. Just like the way the name says, said why do you know better? I say Anilingus. Some people, I mean, like I said, don't be judgmental. The fact that you might not like certain things, but this is something that's there, you understand? People like it and people want to try new things. So this basically means that this is a sex act that focuses on stimulating your partner's anal cavity. You know, maybe you're having anal, you're tossing the person's salad, you're licking tongues and all those things. You're using your tongue, you're penetrating, you're kissing. Anything that involves working with a, you know. Hey, don't laugh, please. Anything that involves those things, you understand? So anal cavity. Some people, like when you're giving them from behind, doggy and tongues, they will tell you to stick something in there for them. Maybe you stick a finger in there. Or they're butt plugs, right? That you can try it and all that. Again, constant consent. Maybe when she agreed to it, oh, today I want us to try anal. Yes, but then when you started, it felt a bit painful for her and she's no longer interested. Mama ubunfu. Ataza oyanga kankra. Ibu ende kakribi no rim or china. Winyababa wonduna tumed wabiting in a room. Toyanga kankra and constant communication, making sure that the person is okay, because the whole idea of sex is pleasure. Intino, se nipene nende ye, I don't know, na se nime njinwa. But still elea. I mean, then what is the purpose? You understand? Intino, there is also that. And then there's this one called humiliation. There are certain people that, I don't know, sometimes people pick these, their kinks from some experiences, right? So maybe they had some experience in their childhood or some certain things. But basically, this is like using intense language, you understand, or some maybe dirty words or something like "Ebana, hey, I'm, where's my bitch? You're a slut. Pacho, Obiwa, some of you people, your dirty talking is not fine. Akafa boy na pimpimapa. Alin your dirty talk. Bra kwami warm. Bra kwami wa pimpimapa. Obiwa eka. Oba manager akin pedum adaza. So be careful the kind of words. I mean, dirty talk, yes. Be careful the kind of words you're using. Who is your fat bitch? A girl, so she's insecure about her weight. So some of these words, you should make sure that at least the person, basically what I'm saying is, hey, you're my broke nigga. Hey, and you know, this is something we need to also look at, right? So there's a humiliation. We've talked about role playing, we've talked about anilingus, we've talked about humiliation, right? And there's something called impact play, right? Impact play basically falls under BDSM, and I think after this I'll just talk about BDSM, where there are people who want to be spanked, right? They love is it pain? I think so. They love to have like the pain, you understand? So they want to be spanked. Obi wop there. If I whip be, you want whip be in that bono, boom pa spatula. One over here, you know, cooking was school, no, and spatula, what a dunning chief, one, boom up there, at the bono. Some people, they love those things. They love to feel those things. Or maybe they just want to try that. Spank me, baby. So there's also that, you understand? And now let's talk about BDSM, because that is probably what is also a popular one. And when you watch, those of you who watch Adam Vernon, 50 Shades of Grey, there's BDSM there. Okay, so it's an acronym, which means bondage, discipline, dominance, submission, sadism, and masochism. Where's Bibri? But sometimes, you know, I'm more than four words, but then the acronym is like four characters. So B for bondage, D for dominance, S for sadism, and M for masochism. You understand? And, you know, some of these words, they are big, big words. And, you know, or if you can definition. Yeah, or if you can definition, the BBI life, fine. So now let's talk about bondage, the first one. Now, bondage, just like the name says, this is like form of restraint. There are some people that, so they want to be restrained. They want to, it's actually very common. They want you to tie them. They want to feel like they can't escape. Like I said, this could stem from maybe some past experience, some things. Maybe it could even be some past traumas. Maybe somebody was raped before, and because of that, that has become their sexual identity, that they want to be in captivity. Break every chain or a chain or better one. You know, so sometimes some people use ropes, you understand? Some people also use you want to watch it through a baban. Some use handcuffs and all those things. Again, communication, consent, and then safe words. Use a safe word. If you are mama, we could use a safe word to be to the daddy. If you are daddy, no, but you're doing the okaho. Go for a safe word to be to the Jamaica, another a potato, another porcupine. When people use these safe words, it means maybe stop or take your time or something. You understand? Because like I said, it is pleasure we are trying to achieve. It's not punishment. And, you know, bondage means like tying the person. You understand? Tying them and all that. And then bounding them, restraint. Okay, so you can use handcuffs and ropes and things like that, some shackles and things. And I mean, this is a spectrum. When we talk about kinks, right? It's a spectrum. ebi wa on de no opeyen kede bondage chichin nsa keke obi so wa opere e de some chains bi na de de so it could be even though it's all bondage there are levels to this so maybe you should try you should experiment slowly start from the small ones and then you're going you understand so that is for the B that is the bondage now let's talk about dominance and submission so sometimes when people are having conversations maybe on the first date and things like that you can ask are you a dominant or you are a sub are you a dom or a sub sometimes you know you can be so be a dom but you're in the Fast and Furious dom but dominant means that for you, you know, you get off by being dominant, and this is not gender specific. And sometimes the way the porn industry is, the way the porn industry is, mostly the men are dominant just by their nature because they can probably do it because they're used to it, and mostly the women are more like feminine and submissive. But sometimes it also flips, right? There's some men that maybe in their offices, you know, I think this guy. If you watch Suits, right? Suits, there was this guy, this other lawyer, Nobi Alan Penazam. I think he was a sub. So there are people that maybe they could be your boss in the office, right? They could be your boss, senior man, Obi I respect an army commander. But then when he's in the bedroom, he wants to be the submissive one. You understand? He wants the wife to treat him like maybe a subordinate, somebody, like they get off from that. And then sometimes the people who are also dominant also get off from that power play. So it's like power exchange, be all recorded, you know. So it could be that maybe there are some slaps and things in there. I mean, it's not by force that those things should be there, but then one partner dominates the other, and some people also get they get off from this whole being submissive and all that. And sometimes, I mean, from psychology, sometimes people say that maybe somebody wants to be dominant because in his like day-to-day life he doesn't have any place. Maybe they treat him some way, so when he comes to the bedroom, that is when he wants to dominate, right? Again, consent, communication, compromise, because there are certain things you want to do that the person wants it. Maybe turn this down a bit, right? Yeah. So compromise, consent, communication, make sure everything be beyond the day. You know, so we've talked about the dominance, the submissiveness or submission, right? And then there's sadism, right? So the dictionary says that the tendency to derive pleasure, especially sexual gratification, from inflicting pain, suffering, or humiliation on others. So we talked about humiliation. These are all part of the BDSM umbrella. Right, into be a while like a pedebon. I heard there was this actress that when you're having sex with her, like she'll be cutting herself and things. People want that pain, into they want to. So choking could be part of sadism, but there's another choking falls under a different umbrella, right? Choking falls under a different umbrella, but then so they want the pain, they want. Spank them to be nation won to win and I quota ma it also falls under the BDSM umbrella, and then some people enjoy that. And then there's masochism. Maybe I'm not mentioning the word well, but masochism, right? This one is a tendency to derive sexual gratification from one's own pain. Sadism and masochism, no, sometimes people get pleasure from the masochism is from your own pain. So when they're spanking you and things like that, that is masochism. And other people also derive pleasure from spanking and inflicting pain on other people. You understand? Yes, like I said, these a king is always outside the confines or the boundaries of what we term normal in the society. You understand? So basically that is BDSM. Now there's so many kings, things like people like to be electrocuted. Sometimes when you watch porn, you see that they have these terminals. Yes, sometimes somebody will put one on their nipple, the other one will connect in and some shock, electro shock, it turns people on. It turns some people on. Me, I'm not part. There are other ones that some people like blindfold. You understand? They want to be blindfolded, right? And then there's this other one called cuckolding. So you know that some couples, what they like is maybe I want to get, or you know, they invite a third party. Some men enjoy watching other men do the sex thing with their women whilst humiliating them. You understand? Maybe you don't understand me. Yes, but then so Obin and a girl, now I can find another person. Let's see, somebody who is probably endowed or better than the man in bed and all those things, depending on how you're measuring what better is. And then this other old boy, you know, maybe you've knelt down or something, the girl is slapping you, and whilst the other person is fucking her, some men derive pleasure from that. And then some women also derive pleasure from having their partner watch. Some it's difficult to explain, but it's called a cuckold, right? So cuckolding. So it's mostly in heterosexual couples. That's when it started. But I mean, these other people can also, it's not specific to straight people. Okay, so there's that cuckolding. Some of these things you can all watch. You can go and search for them in your favorite, the site you open that you have to open incognito before you open that site. And then there's claustrophilia. People who love, or they want to have, you see, some people love having sex outside, right? These people, they want to have sex in small spaces. Like I said, it could stem from a whole lot of things. So they want to not be able to move, like ibu and any car and boot, like, or sometimes you see there was a washing machine, you know, like a shit, like tight spaces. It brings some of these things are connected to some memories, you understand? Yes, that they want. So there are people like that, that they also want that. And then there are some people to their kink is they want to record, right? Now we see a whole lot of leaks. First thing, a friend leak, CZ Anumpono is no leak, like they're content creators with the likes of OnlyFans and all that, and Telegram, Patreon, all those things popping up where people are intentionally selling content, right? That is a different thing. But there are people that the couples that they enjoy recording themselves, right? And it gives them pleasure. And when they are also watching it, playing it back, maybe on their phone or wherever, it also gives them pleasure. You understand? So there are people who also enjoy that. And then there's this one. The people that, like I was talking about the choking, right? It's called erotic asphyxiation. There's a word for that. Where's it on your easy? What these people, let me explain it. What they enjoy is when they feel like they are dying. So it's called maybe breath play, right? It is a fetish. This is actually a fetish that if you don't do it for them, they won't come. You understand? That involves limiting the supply of oxygen to their brain during sex, so it heightens the arousal. Even the like your body, you know, it pulls all its resources to try to get you to stay alive. So everything is heightened at that point, and everything is heightened. That's why some people, they like being choked and stuff like that. You understand? So there's also that, and this can be very dangerous. There's the electrocution and all those things. It can be very, very dangerous. So when you're doing it, you start light, like I said. And then you see your limits and all that. So there are people who have like hard limits. So when you're doing this, you set the hard limits. This is a no-go area for me. Don't do this to me. I mean, this part, but take your time. But this, don't do it, okay? Don't touch me in my places. Don't touch me in my places. And then there's foot fetish. I mean, there's so much you can read about this. I don't want to make this about like a class or something. There's some people, they like to see feet, touch feet, do things to feet. You understand? Some men, they want you to give them a foot job with your feet and things like that. So sometimes on the internet, there are girls who are actually selling pictures of their foot, and people are buying. You understand? They worship these legs, these feet, and things. So some of them, they even want you to walk on them, step on their their dicks and things, they love to play with feet. Understand? And then there's the food play, people who like to play with food also. So maybe kakumba and tins, all those things. There's people who want to be gagged. So gagging basically means the woman might be sanho. Yes, so they gag, like, so sometimes it means that what's this thing called? When you're given BJ's deep throat and things, the whole feeling of trying to vomit, right? Sometimes when you go very deep, you vomit, and then consent, communication, compromise. Always keep this in mind, you understand? So there are so many things that people love to play, like sometimes interrogation, people want to, it's also part of the whole dominant submission thing, and then role playing where like somebody's a criminal, you are police and thief, you are police and thief, you understand? So if you really want to explore your sexual life, there are so many things that you can do. There are so many things that you can do, and these are even just the ones that has been listed, or the ones that research has gone into. There are people who want their wives to wear, or their women to wear, these stockings, these nylon stockings. It makes it, so sometimes it's also related to the foot fetish, right? Into what shower one nana, they look extra, it turns them on more. You understand? There are some people whose fetish is pregnant women. If they have sex with a normal person, or somebody who is not, if I say normal, I'm sorry, it makes it look like pregnant women are not normal. People who are not pregnant and do not know have a sex, he doesn't feel, maybe he will ejaculate because time has to do it, but in terms of satisfaction and gratification, no, they like pregnant people. In terms of them, I will bear it, not because they want eight children, but then the man wants the woman to get pregnant so that period, that 9 months, no, you say, no, children, the mortals, and there are people who like public sex, you understand? Maybe you park your car somewhere in public, and then you're doing things. Maybe you go to the bathroom, or maybe by the beach, all those things, right? People want to try. They want, right over, bet you, them adrenaline and all those things. No, they like all those things. And then there's just sex toys. Sometimes people call it robots play and all this. So sex toys, it has become a very big part of the sex industry these days, right? Some people think that sex toys is for, maybe a dildo is for women who don't have men, right? So you can use sex toys alone, or you can use it with your partner, right? So maybe a vibrator, you can use it while the man is entering you and since he's penetrating, then the vibrator is probably on your clit or something. Don't ask me how I know these things. I read book, maybe we had in a read, because I'm in the dominant. You understand? So you can combine the sex toys and all that. So you can buy plenty of things for men. I mean, men have very limited options, right? So you have the flashlight, why the torchlight, but no, yeah, I don't know. You understand? So yeah. And then the women have these dildos, they have rose with ding, they have so many, so there's so many sex toys, right? And people have that, they have this misconception that you get addicted to it. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Me, I don't know, I've not used some before, you understand? So there's all those things, and there are plenty things you should read about this. So, and then there are people who are called exhibitionists, right? They want to do things so you watch. So maybe abakono, a theater, there are plenty of people there, and this woman or man is sitting there doing things to him or herself whilst people are watching. They want their attention, they want people to watch them. And there are people who are also, there's something called voyeurism. They like to watch people do things, and sometimes without their permission. Sometimes, yeah. So peeping Thomas, it will be, you know, I can't turn to great, because two people are having sex, like I can't turn to great in Asia, a question that I had done. Black Thomas, a question that then. So there's that too. So exhibitionist, and then this voyeurist or voyeurism, they like to watch. And then it could also play into this cuckolding thing, right? Two people are having sex, and a lot of men have this fantasy of watching two women get their things on. So maybe lesbians, they are playing, you are just sitting somewhere cool with you have your weed, and then you have your glass of wine or something, and then you're just watching. It turns them, it gets them going, you understand? So I mean, we can talk about so many things. The people who like wax, I mean, sometimes you've seen these candles, no wax, no, they want you to drop it on their bodies and things like that. So basically, I think I will have to end this episode here so that I go and do other things. But the whole idea of this episode is for us to start exploring sexuality. I'm not saying gay, lesbian, or no, or different. Exploring things that you might want, right? And when it comes to sex with your partner, personally, I don't think there is a holy way to do it. Unless maybe you want to go and read Leviticus. One was in your maybe one. You understand? If your religion prohibits you from doing it, please don't do it. And go and tell your pastor the lash, no, yeah, you need a million and send and mopo and chow, mankashi. You understand? But if you're somebody who is open-minded about these things, you can try things and then start from things that are a bit safe. Start slowly. Maybe you want to try anal. Start with probably a finger, right? With a lot of lubricant. And then it gets easier as time goes on. Don't rush your partner, because sometimes your kink or your fetish is not something that they are also into. And to make a good girl and a good boy be, then can chen, hey, me in papintan I am the. No, you understand? You have to communicate. You have to ask for constant consent. On yet the more you rip, because I'm the nominal yeena at the SO. I want to use small whip. Oh, lash, I want to whip you small. Okay, I'm your problem. Name pat not have a madam. I walk a grandmaho. You want to make it a jump and I still a little shaman on a rip. You are ripping my back. You know, and you constant, consistent consent. Conning in our hole. In the bisano. Oh, are you okay? Baby, should I keep going on? Basically, use me. Don't ask me questions. Okay. Not now, but always communicate. You understand? Communicate, and then, enjoy the sex, because it was created to be enjoyed. Okay. All right. My name is Lash, and is that fair? Hey, inyama o, but I'm sure inyina na disyani biya, ajaza na disyani biya. Nti wame inti na dama. All right, Charlie. Thank you for listening, and then enjoy the rest of your day. All right. Bye bye. Fetch, 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 fetch